The COVID-19 mitigation plans provided to Wrangell range from construction companies bringing in carpenters, fishing vessels with crew, and Sea Level's seafood processor, one of the largest employers of seasonal workers from outside. Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasanka says he's been kept in the loop, but he hasn't personally seen any of the plan's contents.
That's not really my job. We have people that are reviewing them.
Not that the city has much leverage. The decision on whether the plans would adequately screen, quarantine, and protect workers is a call made by state officials.
We don't have a final say, or we give it our stamp of approval.
He says city staff are taking the initiative to raise any red flags.
You know, we're just trying to help people get, number one, navigate from a helpful standpoint, and number two, make some local suggestions, which are voluntary.
Assemblymember David Powell says that's besides the point. He wants to know what is happening in his community.
Why would we want to see that plan? What if happens if it involves 50, 60 people coming here at one time and we don't know about it?
He so far pushed for, unsuccessfully, Wrangell to set its own COVID-19 restrictions. The state says Wrangell can't do that, at least without permission. But Powell says there should at least be some transparency.
I don't think there should be nothing behind closed doors on something like that.
The city denied KSTK's records request seeking a copy of Sea Level's COVID-19 mitigation plan. The processor has said it plans to bring about 30 seasonal workers to Wrangell in June. In a memo responding to the records request, the borough's attorney said the Seattle company views its mitigation plan as confidential under state and federal law. He did not elaborate, but recommended the city not release the document. KSTK has appealed the city's decision. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.